Greetings, I'm Stephanie Elizabeth Briggs, the creator of Heart Blossom, where I offer soul guidance to a global community of healers, artists, and heart-centered visionaries. This is your moon message for the full moon in Aries. That is exact on October 1st. So we have the moon in Aries in a conjunction with Chiron, the wounded healer. And those are facing off with the sun in Libra. With the moon in Aries in a conjunction with Chiron, we're examining and probably experiencing issues of core wounding around identity, embodiment, like our very existence on Earth. On an individual level, I'm talking about ego wounds, arrested emotional development, incomplete or interrupted individuation, patterns of narcissism, which are rooted in abuse, fight or flight of our nervous systems, a sense of being threatened, your survival being threatened. Especially here in the US, we have a culture of violence and wounding represented by the moon in Aries with Chiron opposing the sun in Libra, justice, peace, harmony. Our ideals of relationship, the laws of relationship. Our culture of violence goes back to patriarchal warrior cultures, which led to colonialism and the supremacy cultures and systems and structures that we have today that directly oppose and interrupt existence. So we're grappling with the impact, the legacy, the continuation, the perpetuation through individuals and systems and culture that we're creating, affirming, or disrupting based on our choices. Of course, we've especially been feeling Mars, which is retrograde currently in Aries towards later degrees. Mars representing suppressed and deeply held rage and violence in a conjunction with the asteroid Eris, which is all about chaos. And Mars has been moving into a square with Saturn and also Pluto nearby, both of those in Capricorn. Now, as Saturn went direct earlier this week, this square is actually separating at the moment, although Mars will be moving closer into the square with Pluto. So the fun times will be continuing. Ultimately, throughout this fall, we have a lot of really challenging aspects and transits going on. And of course, we don't need the astrology to see that these are intense times, unstable times. But I find that it helps to see the astrological context to just validate the intensity of what we're all facing and experiencing. With Mars in a retrograde in this square pattern, there's a sense of frustration. We have passion. We have drive, we have rage, we have just energy that wants to express and manifest through us. And there are these seemingly immovable barriers and obstacles, challenges and limitations. There's a sense perhaps of dread of watching an accident unfold in slow motion and feeling like there's nothing you can do to stop it. What I want to say, and I say this to myself as well as to you, is don't waste your precious energy revving the engine against the curb, at least when it comes to frustration that you might have around your own process, around how you are with yourself. We can't forget the Libra aspect of relationship. Our relationship with ourselves is really important. Right now, when there's so much pressure and heaviness and reasons to despair, let yourself feel your feelings. How can you meet yourself with acceptance rather than with force or violence, which would just be upholding the cultural violence, the systemic violence that might also be impacting you? You have the ability to practice choosing nonviolence with yourself, and that's part of the healing process. Mars is also still in a trine with the South Node in Sagittarius, highlighting shadow issues, dangerous cult dynamics, fundamentalism, dogma, self-righteousness. So that's sort of one energetic channel connecting with Mars, with this rage and energy. The other channel is Vesta and Venus in Leo, sort of the brilliance and the luminosity of that Aries basic existence. an energy of generosity, fun, being seen and known for who you are. Vesta, the keeper of the sacred flame, radiant, shining your light, sharing your gifts, just being yourself. How can you channel whatever energy, whatever emotion you have going on, how can you channel that into something creative? How can you do more of what lights you up? What brings levity to your day? What's fun or what you enjoy? What can you do for 5 minutes a day that would make you smile? That's part of how we cultivate resilience. We can go after fun in our day while also having space to grieve or to rage. We don't have to pick one or the other. The more we heal, the more we're able to integrate and make space for all the facets, all the flavors of our experience that are ever shifting in this process and practice of being alive, of being human. There is a sense of existential healing crisis. Will humans be able to survive? There's been so much loss. What else will be falling away? And what new will be coming in the space left behind? It all seems to hang in the balance right now. Sometimes in the healing process, it gets worse before it gets better. When you're finally feeling pain that's been long suppressed and denied, it can bring you to your knees. There have been times in my personal individual healing work where I felt like my emotional pain was so great. In those moments, I would have rather to just die to get relief. And yet here I am. And here you are. We're here. We're survivors so far of this wild human experience. And so many of us have survived immense struggles in our lives, and we may come from people who've also been surviving immense struggles, and yet we persevere. We'll likely be seeing more about the deeper dimensions of everything that's going on right now with Mercury newly in Scorpio, and Mercury will be turning retrograde on October 13th, although we are already in the shadow period. So expect deep and probably uncomfortable insights, communications, awareness. Just remember, the way out is through. Draw on your courage, your joy, your vision, and stay as nourished as you can. In the spirit of Libra, cultivate relationship with your allies. Stay connected with who and what is sacred to you. And remember, you're not here to go it alone. If you would like support for where you're at right now, I am opening up 10 spaces for 30-minute clarity sessions. This will be a focused dive into your Akashic records to seek guidance on a single question or topic that you have. So we're going to go right to the heart of it. And this is perfect for you if you're facing an important decision, you're navigating a transition of some kind, or just seeking clarity around next steps in your life. I do want to say these aren't predictive sessions. It's not going to tell you what to do and exactly how to do it. This is all about connecting you with soul level perspective on your journey, and then helping you tap into your own wisdom and power, as well as the support of your guides to move through this, to navigate in alignment with where you're wanting to go and what you're here to do and share. And I know this is a tough time for so many folks, so I really wanted this to be accessible for people who want it. And so I'm offering this on a sliding scale. So if you're interested in claiming one of these 10 sessions, I think they will go quickly. Please see the link in the video description below. So that's all for today. Again, I just want to wish you all the best on your journey. I hope you and yours are staying well and healthy as you can in these times. Take care.